Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The left fielder, Alex Johnson. Batting third. The DH, Willie Horton. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Walkenfuss. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Gary Sutherland. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Ray Bear. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The center fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting third. The left fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting fifth. The DH, Carlos May. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting ninth. The catcher, Pete Varney. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Terry Forster. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jones. Staub reaches second base with a double. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez strikes out. Two outs. John Walkenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer fields the ball and throws to Forster covering. Safe. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 1 in the game. LaFleur hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Broemer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sutherland moves to second. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Broemer reaches second base with a double. Pete Varney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Varney strikes out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Staub hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Orta fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0 for 1 in the game. Orta hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. May reaches second base with a double. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. May moves to third. Spencer moves to second. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-1 in the game. Dent hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. May scores. Spencer scores. Dent moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Brohmer is walked intentionally. Pete Varney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Varney is 0-for-1 in the game. Varney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-1 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Verizer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 0-for-1 in the game. Sutherland hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Verizer for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Kelly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Garr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kelly moves to second. Steve Grilli now pitching. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones bunts towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Kelly moves to third. Garr moves to second. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Horta is walked intentionally. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. May takes first base on ball 4. Kelly scores. Garr moves to third. Horta moves to second. It's 4-0, White Sox. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Garr scores. Horta moves to third. May moves to second. It's 5-0, White Sox. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grilli fields it and throws to home to get Horta. May moves to third. Spencer moves to second. Two outs. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-2 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. Horton takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Staub strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Varney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Varney is 0 for 2 in the game. Varney hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Varney reaches second base with a double. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kelly hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Kelly reaches second base with a double. Varney scores. It's 6-0, White Sox. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grilly fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. 1 out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Grilly. Garr moves to second. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Jim Crawford now pitching. Chet Lemon pinch runs for Cleon Jones. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Horta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Garr moves to third. Lemon moves to second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson juggles the ball. That's an error on Thompson. Garr scores. Lemon moves to third. Horta moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-0, White Sox. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lemon scores. Horta moves to third. May moves to second. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 8-0, White Sox. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dent for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Buddy Bradford now playing right field. Ralph Garr now playing left field. Chet Lemon now playing center field. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 2 in the game. Wackenfuss takes first base on ball 4. Rodriguez moves to second. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Verizer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rodriguez scores. Wackenfuss moves to third. It's 8-1, White Sox. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 0-for-2 in the game. Sutherland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Varizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Varney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Varney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Varney hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Varney reaches second base with a double. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Varney moves to third. Two outs. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Crawford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-3 in the game. LaFleur takes first base on ball 4. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Johnson strikes out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Horton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 8-3, White Sox. Dave Hamilton now pitching. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-3 in the game. Thompson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Crawford, and towards Varizer, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wackenfuss hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Garr. Wackenfuss reaches second base with a double. Tom Varizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Varizer is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Varizer hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 0 for 3 in the game. Sutherland takes first base on ball 4. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, LaFleur hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bradford. LaFleur reaches second base with a double. Wackenfuss scores. Sutherland moves to third. It's 8-4, White Sox. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.